So today our daddy is going to lead us in the teaching of the word. So let us turn our days today as we usher our father to the pulpit. Pastor Thomas Carol. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Praise God.
Brethren, you are welcome this evening for the conference we have, the Easter Revival. Yesterday, those that were here, you knew what we talked about. Today we continue with the same program, which is the blood of Jesus. You see, I want us to know one thing. You see, God's holding justice demands that sin be punished. Our God that we serve is a principle God. Being a Christian, know it today that he cannot do otherwise than to do the right thing. He's a principle God. Sin must be punished. He made human beings in his own image and likeness. He said, go and prosper. But we fell short of his glory. Adam and Eve. Sin came in. What does he want? He had to do something. And already, justice is demanded for sin to be punished. This is really why he said, okay, it had to be so. Somebody has to be responsible for that. And even made provision me and you. He did not take the Adam himself or Eve that destroyed the plan of God for humanity. What happened? He decided to use his own bloody son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood because punishment had to be done. Let's look quickly at the book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus. Chapter 17, verse 14. Let us know that the only penalty of payment for sin is eternal death. That is the only penalty for sin, is eternal death, which you cannot escape it. And what happens? It requires blood. Blood of woman, not blood of goats or rams, whatever it is. That we know that it's okay, I'll go and make a goat or whatever it is. No. It requires blood of woman. The book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 14 says,
for it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh.
Yeah.
For the life of all flesh is the blood.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And I will advise every one of us, take your own time, go through the book of Hebrews from chapter 8 to verse 10, to chapter 10, the book of Hebrews, so that you know more about what blood is talking about in the Bible. From 8 to 10, chapters, from 8 to 10. Try and read it at your own time. Blood of Jesus Christ become the foundation of God's new covenant of grace. There was grace for humanity, but once it came in, that spared everything. For there be grace again, something has to be done. This is the reason why he said, somebody must share blood. It's just not anyhow. It's not blood of ghost or animal. Or any kind of person, okay, let me share my blood. Like I say often, if they say a sin is requires blood, you say, okay, I want to die for my son. Are you qualified? You don't know if you're qualified. Special blood. So, To remit that, this is the reason why Jesus Christ had to share his blood. So that God, you have a new covenant with God again. Today you can brag within yourself, I'm a son of God. Why? Because Jesus Christ has made the way for me and you. But if you don't want to be part of it, you have a problem. For I know, when you choose to be part of it, already there is a chance for you. The grace is already there. Grace is right there. Jesus told his disciples in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Book of Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Let's look at it. Luke 22, 20. He said, in the same way, he also took the cup after supper and said, you know, many of you, we take Holy Communion. You say, I don't want to take it. Just because you have heard that some receive the way because of sin or whatever it is, that will not stop you the way. If you are committing sin, it will rather help you. Holy Communion is not today. You see, many of us deceive ourselves. 20 says, he said, in the same way, he also took a cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant established by my blood. It is shed for you. That is what Christ did for me and you. It's not a new covenant. If he didn't die, that would not be available. Because human beings have already offended God, committed sin, human nature committed sin, that his promise for humanity is no more there until there's a consolation. And that's what Christ did. With his blood, he showed us clearly. He's done it already. He said, my blood, it is shed for you. If you like, accept it. If you like, don't accept it. If you don't accept it, and you think you are still part of God, this bastards you, you are deceiving yourself. Because you got yourself away already. His promise is not before you. You only be one what's going on. Why? Because God is peaceful God. He doesn't change anything. Even the honor is worth more than himself. So how can he now because of you say, okay, let it be okay? It can't be so. So brother, sister, we should know the life you are living. I say it often, try to live for Christ. You have Paul was saying that the life he's living is for Christ. The same Paul that was saying, who are you? When Christ was saying, who's persecuting me? And he fell down. God then said, who are you? The same one man knows him. He said, the life I'm living is for him. See, when he died, I died with him. The same thing here, you should believe. That you are living for Christ. Because he's coming back again to tell you what you did, the life gave to you. Never think you are alone. I don't want any of us to think that I'm on my own. You can't be on your own.
Yes, sir.
That is blood. What he has done for me and you, you saw in the book of Luke, I just said not just now. It made a way for every one of us. His blood won. The power that is power in blood of Jesus Christ. The same power will redeem us. You see in the book of Ephesians 1:7. The power that's in his blood. It redeems me and you. Let's see the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7. Quickly. Ephesians 1:7. Say we have redeemed the redemption in him through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. The riches of us is grace. This is why you cannot go to God, Father, I need so much. I've not got a job for the past 3 weeks. I want a job. Protect me. Do this just because of the grace of Jesus Christ. Without that, you don't call him. When the man is sitting against him, you cannot do anything with him. But with this, you cannot call him confidently and he hear you. And this, if you search for him, you get him. Yes. Why? Because he believed in Jesus Christ. And many of us, we don't know about that. We think, God, we are human being now. This is Europe. We must not serve. We must have God. We must be dead to him. Otherwise, you cut yourself away without even knowing. He said, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, he said all the same thing. Let's quickly go there. Hebrews 9, 12. Hebrews 9, 12.
So the bird.
He said, but this man, after offering one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He's still saying the same thing that I said before in the past. Jesus Christ has done his work, he's sitting by the side of God forever. So that grace is always there. If you think you are more than, you don't have time for Jesus Christ, you already deceive yourself. Because he's everything to us. He reconciles us to God. That's why he came. And that is the duty of his blood that he shed for me and you. The book of Romans 3:25 told us he reconciled us to God. Romans 3:25. Romans 3:25. Romans 3:25 says, "The God presented him as a propitiation through faith in his blood." So God did it for us through Christ. So it's your own. If you don't understand where you think. It's not important. What he did, very, very important. You only need to be to it. God who said, go and do it. He's standing by him. He said, me and my father, we are one. And that's all the truth. So that's what he did for me and you. We should not forget that. Christ himself, he came for a reason. He reconciled us back again. You see, he paid our ransom. Humanity was already failing. He came to pay the ransom to God. And with that, I say it again, you can come and brag that you're a child of God. Amen. If only you believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is, in fact, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. Let's read it. 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19. Peter. Skinny.
Peter.
First Peter 1.
It's on the board.
So, okay. First Peter 1. 18 to 19. He said, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, revealed by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of lamb without blemish and without spot. That is the ability that is there. No. You see, like I said often, even if anything happened now, you are a father of three children. And they say, your son, this is what whole thing, this your son was the kid because of what whole thing he did, except social fact has to be paid. It's a difference, you say, I can pay for my son. Well, you have the money, you pay. But this issue of blood, is your blood, is there no blemish in it? No sin in it. That's the only way it will work. Because I want to die for my son. Are you qualified to die for him? So Jesus Christ is qualified to do that. Otherwise, no one else can do it on your own. That's why I say, why did not say, okay, Adam, come, I'll die for the people. You are if you complain and say, both of you die. He didn't say so. because it's a blood qualified for it. No, it's not, has no blemish. Jesus Christ is God, has no blemish. This is why he knows when he does it, he'll be perfect. And today, he sits at the right of God with me and you. So brothers and sisters, he prayed for an answer. And for that reason, this is why I always say, live for him. Because he's coming back definitely.
Yes, sir.
And he'll ask you, what did you do the years you live on this earth? If you happen to sleep before he comes, is that a problem? You'll be the first one, you wake up. Wake up, don't sleep. Those me and you is still in church, you will leave me alone first. The one that is sleeping in his name, you wake him up. Wake up. Wake up. What did you do that time? Okay? Go left or right. Before you in the church. What happened to you? Do not think that when it happened, those one are there already. No! You judge them first. They stand up, you judge them first. Whether they obey left or right, before the one that I see here come to church every day to serve him. You say you are looking for my righteousness, you find it. I've already been matured for me and you. My father's house. It's not my problem. And that is the reason why we have no choice than to serve him. Don't allow any governmental or anything, atmosphere, to take it away from him. Why? Because you know he paid the price that no one can pay for you. If not him, it's too difficult for us to be able. Because what he did is he washed away your sin.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5. Before we look at 5, let us look at Revelation 1, 5. Revelation 1, 5. Because he made us free completely. Revelation 1, 5.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that love us and wash us from our sins as is with his own blood.
Amen.
Amen.
He washed us with his own blood. So, if you don't want to be washed by his blood, it's not a problem. My heavenly Father will not force you. If your name is on that day, he will not know you. So I pray that every one of us, nothing on this earth, around us, should take us away from him. This is why he said, I'm the way and the truth. He said, not there. We know another way, you're not the only way. He said, okay, go anywhere, not the God. But I know I'm the way to the Father and the truth. Not only the way, the truth. There may be other ways. They may not be the truth. You wouldn't know. Until you belong to heaven. Instead of saying, sorry, I can't go near there. This is where I stop. He said, I'm not going to where I want to be. I can't go there. This is where me and you will stay. But this is hell. Yeah, this is my place. That's what Satan will tell you at the end of the day. I pray that none of us should be deceived by the Satan. That you think, this is fine with me now. I don't have time to go to church. Why should we praise God? What should we do? What? Do I even know him? Please know him now. You have no option. You should not make yourself. You wonder how did I go come at all? Today you are 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, 50 years. Forget you are a baby like this baby. Tomorrow you will be older, 60 also. If you tell him you are worse, 3, it's not me. Me, I'm only 60 years old. You will tell you were small before. Well, small. So just know, time is coming that this thing we are talking about becomes a reality. So brothers and sisters, let us make sure we live for him.
Amen.
Otherwise, he forgave us everything. This same with his own blood. In the book of Hebrews 9:32. Let's see quickly. Hebrews 9:32. Hebrews 9:22.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 9:22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
That is just the reason why he has to die for me and you. Do not think I have done something else. Nothing you can do. clearly. He said, according to the law, almost everything is profited with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And it's not just anyhow blood. This is one without blemish. Say, I have a forbidden man now. It can't work. Oh, even my brother said he will die for me. It may not work. His blood has no blemish or sin. You don't know. This one came for a purpose. And all you need to know is it's already finished work. Only to receive and accept him is finished for you. You say, no. Very easy. We keep talking ourselves there and there, I say, because I'm now on the, don't know what's going outside. Is that what will stop you from when the mother has gone and built magic for you in heaven? Brothers, sisters, make up your mind and live for him.
Amen.
That's the only way out.
Yes, sir.
Because anybody say, I will not die forever, it's a lie. Where is my father now? He's gone since. My grandfather is gone since. Did he know he would die? When was he back home? No. So if you sit there and say, you mean that it's for every day, are you sure I'll die also? It's for everyone. The best thing is, whatever you failure at the back, forget about it. Make up your mind now. Start doing the right thing. According to what the Bible says we should do. Our maker says we should do. It's you early for him. Lucky not early for him. You say, I'm saying what I want to eat, you are saying, you've got to have God. Okay. You will know when the time reaches that. You will eat that, you will look for what to eat, you go and serve him. Why? Because he is what? He's a hope of glory. Without him, there's no hope for you. Without prayer, there's no hope. For him sharing his blood for me and you, we should know he has done something that no one can do. He justifies us to our heavenly Father. That you can confidently say, I want to, Father, I'm looking for a job. Please help me, my enemies are pursuing me. Drop them away, kill them. Why? Because Jesus Christ has justified you to him. If you say you don't use Jesus Christ, this will not work for you. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 9. Romans 5, 9. Romans 5, 9.
Romans 5, 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Hallelujah.
You imagine that? There's nothing like
amen.
It's just the only thing. And that's what we need. So if you ever think that you can do it on your own, it's not possible. He has justified us. That's what he did for me and you. So whatever Adam and Eve did in the garden with Satan, it's not my portion. Because John Father has done it already.
Oh, yes.
But if you say that when I did it, I don't know him, then you are falling back to your sin again. Which I pray that none of us here don't allow the environment to take you away from the truth. Because the truth is the truth.
Oh, yes.
And the one who has served is a principle God. He honors his word God and himself. That is the reason why you should fear him. You will not say, okay, because of you, I know you are, forgive you. No. What did the Bible tell you? It's in your front. So we should know that God, and he did not stop there, he cleansed me and you.
Amen.
Cleanse our guilty conscience. He's the one that did it. Look at the book of Hebrews, the same Hebrews 9, 30 to 14. Hebrews 9, 30 to 14. What it says?
Hebrews 9, 30.
For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a young cow sprinkling those who are defiled, sacrifice for the purification of the flesh. For this is how much more unto the blood of the Messiah, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God. Cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. What that is needed has been done. You really need to make up your mind to know that the Lord Himself is your Lord. If anybody deceive you, don't answer them. The Bible will not tell me that what is that man, man's name? The Muslim man?
Muhammad.
The Bible will not tell me where he paid for reconciling people to God. I've not seen it though. I don't know. But the Bible is telling me what you can do for humanity. Animals, whether animals sin against God, I don't know. But humans sin against God. And for that, God closed the way. And what happened? It's opened again through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So anybody else you are serving, I don't want to know what you are serving. I will not stop you. But you know what is happening, that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth.
Amen.
You choose another truth, okay? You choose another way, Thomas will not stop you. But all I will tell you is, Jesus Christ is the way and the truth.
Amen.
And believe in it. And definitely, you will find your way.
Amen.
Because His promise will never lack. He clears our conscience. That is what He said in Hebrews 13 to 14. You see, He satisfied us. He's the one that satisfied me and you. Without Him, you're not satisfied in what you are doing on this earth. He said in Hebrews 13:12. He satisfied me and you. He said in Hebrews 13:12, chapter 13, verse 12. Verse 13. Chapter 13, verse 12.
Hebrews 13, verse 12. So wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate.
You see?
13. Do I continue?
Yes.
13 says.
No, just 13, 12. Just 12.
12.
That is sanctify us. He satisfies you. He said, therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the gate, so that he might satisfy the people by his own blood. Did not do it, he did it. He shed his blood for me and you. That means he said it's finished. That was when he said it is finished. He's done the work already. He opened now the door, the way to the presence of God. That's why I cannot confidently say, God, where are you? I'm your son. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. Answer me. He will answer you. You seek him, you find him. Because he has opened the way to the presence of God, which me and you we need. The book of Ephesians 2:13 told us clearly. Ephesians 2:13. Quickly. Ephesians 2:13. Ephesians 2:13.
Ephesians 2:13. Say, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You see? So, if you have no option, what he has done is perfect. With his blood, you are recognized by Father. Today, you are close to him, no more far from him. Just because of what he did. So it will be foolishness for anyone to say, I don't have time for Christ, so I don't have time for church things, so me and I are too busy. Busy doing what? Busy doing what again? That should be the first thing you have time for. You say, I don't have time, and I'm too busy to do what? It's peace. Brother and sister, we should know that Jesus Christ has finished everything for me and you. All we need to do is to live for him. When you live for him, tomorrow, no devil can take you away.
Amen.
From him.
Amen.
You are far away, remember. I've been brought there by the blood of the Messiah.
Amen.
Not yourself.
Yes, sir.
This is why you should honor him.
Amen.
And you say, come and worship him. Come here and worship him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's your Lord and Savior. Jesus said, without him, there is no hope of glory. It's your hope of glory.
Amen.
What are the articles of tomorrow? It's the one that make it for you. Otherwise, you can't do it yourself. You can only say that's God and it's my Father. Yes. Because you believe in Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, we should give. He gave us peace. In one way, we need peace. Peace that we need is that supposed to understand it. We need peace. Jesus Christ has finally given us peace as human beings. That one that Adam and Eve took away from us. Jesus Christ is coming back to us.
Amen.
If you don't want to have a peace now, is this your Jesus Christ problem? No. He's done it already. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, you see the peace there quickly so that we come to an end. Colossians. Colossians 1, 19 to 20. Colossians 1. He said, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile everything to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross. So, brother and sister, just know that what he has done for you before you to have peace. So stop letting the enemy to drag you away from him. Now, don't you know it is very hot now? Where are you going to? Or it's very cold winter. You don't want to, but you go to your church. You have to. You have no option. He has made you a kind of a standard that you overcome the world. That's why he said it's finished. You are not an overcomer. Not today, you are an overcomer.
Amen.
Anytime you find a problem, know that you are not going to overcome it. Because John Christ said, he has overcome the world from me and you.
Amen.
So what are you believing for? Clearly, in the book of Revelation, 12:11, sorry. He has overcome the enemy. Revelation 12:11.
Hallelujah. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
So, live for Christ.
Yes, sir.
No one can ever stop your destiny on this earth.
Amen.
Why? Because God himself is in charge. And he's the number one. And this is where you have to make sure you are living for him daily. He called the light of the world. Be the light of this world. By carrying good news to others. Don't ever see anybody sleeping down and say, what is wrong with you? He continues sleeping. No. You are the light of the world. Tell them to stand up and live for Christ. Because it's everything. It's our hope of glory.
Amen.
If you ever hope of anything good, that means you should be what we is Christ.
Amen.
You cannot do anything without him. It's everything. Anything that's on the world that is done is was done by him. Anything that is seeable is from Christ. I didn't see why they wrote this one was done by one friend or anything. No. It's not by Christ. This one cannot convince me now that somebody else is Christ. No. He's number one. And anyone that is seeking him, you always find him.
Amen.
Why? Because he's only available for his children. This conference, before it comes to an end, definitely, anywhere the enemy is talking at you,
woo,
definitely you have come there because Jesus Christ has already overcome the world for you.
Amen.
Stick to him and you'll be blessed. That enemy will never be able to take you away from him. Why? Because our own life we are living in a small world. But I say it's small, but it could be 120 years. For me, it's this small.
Sorry.
People like God are saying forever. But you will not say forever because you have been eternity with him there. This is the why. Time is coming that you have to depart. God, go to the right place. This is why this little time we are saying on this earth, we have to make sure that we are focusing on him and living for him. So that on that day, You will judge. Let's go. I'm here. Let's go. And you take it to eternity.